Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We love to put a ribbon on our week with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. Good morning, David. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm well. So when it comes to the Epstein stuff, is basically there's so many different narratives about it, but Trump doesn't like to lose, but he also doesn't like the perception of losing. And was that the key thing that got him to turn things around, or did he realize through the legislation he could still limit things, or he realized that there were Democrats who looked worse than him? Like, take us through what people are actually talking about.
Yeah, I mean, and the key is right there, what people are actually talking about, because we don't know what's in his head. And I know when we wrote this week, we had to be very careful. It appeared as though he realized he didn't have the votes to defeat this thing in the House or the Senate. So he said, all right, what the heck, go for it. We don't know that for a fact, but boy, it sure seems that way, because as you say, he has a lifetime history of not wanting to lose. But then the question is this, as you say, he has 30 days now to release, but what does he have to release? Can the Justice Department simply say XYZ is under investigation, so, you know, we're not going to release anything? That was another theory. Again, we don't know that for a fact, but it certainly seems logical. And finally, the Democrats, that one I don't know about, because he was already asking, or not asking, demanding an investigation of Democrats who may be mentioned in the report. So that one.
Well, in some ways, he might have done like a Clinton a favor. Because if he says they're an investigation and demands Bondi open up an investigation, then those, whatever documents related to him, can't be released. In some ways, that was, I don't know, a quiet favor to the former president.
Yeah, that could well be. That's true. But
I don't know. That's the way I looked at it. It was a strange little, almost like a presidential olive branch. I don't know. But the thing I really want to get to with you, David, is this issue, because I was a little stunned that even you know, with Marjorie Taylor Greene or Nancy Mace or Boebert and Massey, that they stuck to it. They got pressured and they stuck to it. And I'm wondering, there's now a lot of analysis about this concern about lame duckness creeping in. Is that what you're feeling and sensing too, or is it just a one off because this is about, you know, young girls who were absolutely violated criminally?
Well, I think there are two things happening here. I think the resistance, particularly by Green, was this desire to get some measure of justice for these victims, these girls. That bothered her. I mean, you saw a lot of her criticism in recent weeks has been that the men in the House aren't tough enough. They're weak. And I think there's a lot of that there. Boebert, you know, they took her to the White House Situation Room, of all places.
Yeah.
I mean, and tried to wear her down, and it wouldn't happen. I don't know if those four are that concerned about re-election. They all have, you know, middling to tough fights. I think what you hear, and the way you put it, what you sense, is that, yeah, Republicans are starting to see Trump is a lame duck. Trump needs to be defied, at least gently. You know, on health care, there are bipartisan bills. I just wrote one the other day, something like 11 Republicans, 10 Democrats trying to resolve this health care mess. Yesterday, we wrote a story about a congressman from California, Republican, who says Mike Johnson has shown a failure of leadership, those are his words, because he wouldn't put a bill on the floor to restrict gerrymandering. So the signs are there. We'll see what happens here, particularly on health care, by the way. That'll be the big topic for the next month.
David Lightman in McClatchy, D.C., joining us here on Brian & Company. We're live at Frieda's here in Meriden as we dart across Connecticut. You know, the junior senator from Connecticut, Chris Murphy, was really glommed onto this yesterday. The president, you know, this whole thing about illegal orders. We had this issue about the potential of defying orders in his first term, and some people in Congress basically said, don't, you know, if it's an illegal order, don't follow it. And the president posts about seditious behavior, and then he has a post, you know, almost a full day ago, yesterday morning, it says seditious behavior punishable by death. That's some pretty severe terms from the president, who's followed by millions of people who hinge on his every word.
You know, combine all that with that endless post he made on Truth Social the other day after he signed the Epstein bill. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Oh, my gosh, it goes on and on and on. And you can imagine what the chatter is among Democrats and Republicans. Like, is this guy okay? Does he know what he's doing? Or is it just impulsive Trump? You know, 10 years ago, you would have said, that's Trump. You're just mouthing off whatever he, you know, no filter there. But now, there's a different kind of talk. So, again, nobody can pin anything down. You can't necessarily write it. Even describing it to you, have to be careful. But that's what they're saying.
But is it an overreaction to feel like it's dangerous?
Depends on which side you're on, I guess. I mean, sure, you want the President of the United States to be, you know, alert and logical and on the ball. And Joe Biden was criticized because some didn't said he wasn't that way. Ronald Reagan in his second term criticized for that. So that's a tough one. I mean, journalistically and personally, you know, when is someone eccentric and when are they just lost it?
We're talking, of course, with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. here on Brian & Company. So Mamdani comes to the White House today. I am actually really interested to see what comes of it. I feel like in a photo op situation, I feel like, you know, Trump tends to be engaged by the people who are in front of him. I actually think it's going to be a pretty interesting thing to witness. But I don't know. What is the sense of how this might go?
You know, these are two, I don't want to say seasoned, but professional politicians. They know how to behave. They know, you know, when to smile for the camera. They also know when to express outrage. Mamdani, even though he can fire up a crowd, is not publicly anyway impulsive. Trump is. But I think there'll be a lot of talk, some disagreement. I don't think there's going to be fireworks. I mean, remember, the two are from New York City. They know the city intimately. There's a lot for them to talk about on the local affairs. So I think it'll be cordial.
Yeah, I mean, the president's threatened to pull funding from the city. And if you don't have federal funds, it's hard to run a place like New York City. We got about a minute left. Anything else going on? Is there concern about this up and down element of Wall Street? Crypto's gone in the tank. Are there any political issues that we're missing?
No, but Congress is out until December 1st. So not going to be much action there. But when they come back, boy, they have got to figure out these health care subsidies, which expire at the end of next month. And the economy, yeah, they know people are concerned about it. They're not going to pass a big bill, but maybe they can pass some spending bills next month.
We'll see. We'll see. Thank you, David. Have a great weekend, and obviously have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll pick it up on the other side.
Yep, have a great holiday.
You too. David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. Go to McClatchyDC.com and
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.